is obviously
he's got your number.
No, my mum's work got across the tavern, but it's great to hear from him. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Get This on Triple M. Don't we sound different today?
What about us two?
They've done something to the microphones.
I reckon they have. Maybe they've put a couple more pop shields on.
Sounds very sort of, yeah, this is the all-no program. We've got some great Santana coming up later.
I like that.
Probably will.
Dan Fogelberg's going to be here.
Oh, put the accent on the microphone.
What have they done to us?
Sold up the American market.
Are we sounding richer? Are we sounding richer and more timbrous?
Is this some attempt to make us sound like a real radio program? It's not going to work. I can tell you that.
Not on my watch.
God, it's Tony Martin, the nerd. He's going to really stir things up in the house. Did you watch that last night?
Of course I did, Tony.
Of course
I show up to work here at this show without watching and taping Big Brother. You know that.
What are the secrets? There's new secrets of the house.
Well, Nikki's husband has an amazing theory.
Yes,
that someone's pre-ops.
Oh.
I love
that was theory. Not among the listed secrets at the beginning of the show.
The third secret, and this is a big one, is that there is one extraordinary room in the house that will challenge the housemates as they have never been challenged before.
It's a library! A library!
How weird is this thing?
It's a room with no mirrors in it!
What, the ice station? How do I eat that?
The ice station.
So, is anybody going to think of
ice station zebra? There are going to be plenty of mirrors.
Let's keep going. Mirrors, mirrors. Remember, there's a camera behind every one of those. We're into the living room. We've got mirrors, mirrors. More mirrors, more mirrors.
Oh, thank God.
Why so many mirrors? Why can't they do the eyes like the Scooby-Doo houses? Wouldn't that be a better way to get the cameras around? They can't always keep an eye on themselves. Yeah, the moving painting.
I've always thought they should have people, cameramen, just dressed as objects in the house.
Yeah,
there's two cameramen, like, lying flat as a table. All of the bed, the cameramen, just moving around as if they're water beds.
I think they might be. As long as there's plenty of mirrors, they have to know whether they're hot at all times.
Up to the minute updates.
And now, what were we going to hear? There was going to be more intellectuals in there.
I think the big thing was we're going to go for a higher kind of like class of person.
Smarter.
More to say, more intelligent.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's meet Bodhi.
I'm a little worried about Bodhi. What did you say about him, Rich?
Bodhi, I didn't really even have an opinion.
Yes,
on Bodhi.
You said he was dead.
No opinions, you should be in the house.
I don't mind the truckie.
You don't mind the truckie.
The crazy
diplomatic.
The truckie. What about, who's going to be the most annoying? I think, pretty much as soon as any of them appeared, I just said, both them out now!
Just let him keep walking up the ramp and then down, back out the back door, off to a nightclub with you. Getting appearance happening.
Who's this? I think this is Alicia.
I need this noise, that noise of rumble. I just can't stop doing it. I just pop.
Is that a talent?
Yeah, and how is that going to lead to a career? That's the thing.
Oh, you think you can do that at nightclubs?
Yeah, but what else are you going to do? You know what I mean? I've got to be thinking about these things.
If you wore a headband, that'd be a whole night there.
That's true.
You know, it's all environmental.
I need to hit a random page at random.
She's going to set a new record for saying the word random.
But it will be worn. It's environmentally friendly. They've gone green in there.
Yeah.
So, of course, that means they're recycling all the stereotypes of the house as well. Right. Who was this week's Jamie?
Oh,
no, it was this year's Jamie. Sorry, it's on so often now. Was there a Jamie? I know for some reason Shane Warne seems to be in the house.
Did you spot him?
I did. He's calling himself Travis. I love listening to him talk.
I'm all right. Just get a fair old Chris. Hey, it's a big game skater, right? Thanks for coming along. It's a great thing. It's a You're right, mate. Well, Bob's got the old ball and chain, so I said, you're right. It'll be a big test for you, but we'll see how we go there. Hope I'm good to watch, mate. We're going to go.
You don't look well, Devil. It's just, I can just hear. You know that who's that guy on the show, Travis? He seems like an ordinary bloke.
He seems like a freak.
Oh, hang on a second. Look, if someone goes to that length to tell you what a nice knockabout normal guy they are,
well, they're not.
I agree with you about the woman hating bloke, but I don't think he's going to get voted in.
No, I think he is.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the way how after his shameful, list of attributes, Gretel rather desperately goes, oh, he'd be great in the house. He really mixed things up.
Oh, jeez.
There must be a reason to vote for him. But no, I like Travis because he's adding the word O to the end of words of random. Check him out.
Who's this little fella?
That's my little wife, Jess. Yeah. So are you single or you're married?
Yeah, single. It's been a bloody big day. You need to lay back in the old banana here and just chill.
Oh, I'm lying back in the banana just feeling single.
So I'm a bit of a singleton.
Wacko. Who else? And these are the ones who are already in.
Mm.
These are all the ones who are already in.
Wow.
Do you want to meet the ones who we have
decided? How would you feel if you didn't get selected? If you lost to the Singo Banana guy, where does your life go from there?
Well, here's some of the people you can vote for who aren't in yet.
You're a big admirer of Paris Hilton, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. What do you love about her?
Yes. She's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how are you feeling? What would you bring to the Big Brother house?
Fun. All right, let's get to know you a little bit better. We'll have a look at the topic to you. I want to sound the smartest person. I'm a parent in the morning, my first one. I'm inspired. I'm watching. If anyone brushes me the wrong way, I find a high spirit. I'm really good and I'll be able to tell other people.
So she's thick,
yeah,
annoying,
yes.
And a bitch,
vindictive.
What kind of job could you possibly get if you're all those things?
The ultimate goal is to be a fashion designer.
Perfect. Sign her up. She's perfect. There are so many more idiots than me. Let's meet them next. I'll get this. Smooth sounding. Mm-hmm. How are these microphones? What have they done?
Timbrous.
The Timbrous. Switch this one on over here.
Oh, that one.
Does that sound the same? It's very.
I can't hear a difference.
Have you ever rented a video?
Keep going.
That wasn't quite right.
It may have been.
Tampered with?
No.
Remember there was a line about illegal or inferior copy?
Of course.
And so what's the problem with that tone?
It's
pirated tapes. What do they do?
They're indicative of
no.
They rob artists and studios of their rightful income, and they add to the cost of video to the consumer.
Yes, but you can tell them because they're discernible because of
poor quality or photocopied jackets.
Inferior jackets.
Inferior jackets.
Inferior jackets. Because I always say, as is Daryl Summers. It used to be a very funny joke in 1997.
The absence of warning, such as on the spine and base of the tape.
There's no absence of warning in that Big Brother house.
Bravo.
We're back on the Big Brother.
He's toll on that link.
He's so warning, that guy. Could it be warning? Has he had a bit more work done?
Probably. I'm willing to say yes. Maybe it's warning. Dressed as a woman in there, pretending to be a Mormon called Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, she's quite annoying, that one.
Whoa.
Just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I like breathing like you do. Oh, God, we're best friends. And just every question is like, I've got an amazing collection of unusual underwear. I hadn't even sat down and she was trying to get a twister game going.
I know.
That was when Warnie just had to speak up and go, I'm staying right here on the banana.
Not playing twister.
Not doing twister.
I'm married, though. Hang on, I screwed it up. I can't talk in Travis Latin.
What about, let's meet some more of the people who you can vote for. This woman said something interesting.
It's just like a turning 30 crisis thing. You want to go to the Big Brother house? Yeah, a little bit. I have been personally planning to do it for the last 6 years. I just never got around to it.
Never got around to it.
Just never got around to spending 3 months in a house on national television.
What was I supposed to be doing?
Something,
I'd be picking up some grouting mixture from Bunnings.
But I'm being on Big Brother for 3 months.
is it safe to say that, you know, the 18-year-old, you know, she's just out of school and she probably hasn't done all that much and that's okay, right?
Yeah.
She wants to go in the Big Brother house. She wants to be a fashion designer. No club appearance is probably her go. If you get to 30 and you don't have anything that's worth putting on hold to go into Big Brother for 3 months, isn't that a bit of a wake-up call?
I know. You just feel like...
Isn't that a problem?
The 18-year-old, just give it a few years. See if you really want this. You know, because who has their life together at 18?
You're trying to go out with her. That's what this is, isn't it? You've done all that much, and that's okay, right?
Yeah.
She wants to go in the Big Brother house. She wants to be a fashion... Give it a couple of years. Here's my number. Give us a call when you're ready for Rich, all right?
Let's meet some of these other brainiacs you can vote for.
You just want to jump into that house.
I do. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Is there anything particular about you that would be the missing ingredient if we didn't have you?
I'm going to be one piece of entertainment over there. So yeah. All my friends always say, you got to go on Big Brother. It's going to rock it out. And I'm pumped. I'm psyched. So
you're ready.
I'm ready.
When your friends say you've got to go on Big Brother, is it because they think you'll be good on Big Brother?
No.
Because we just want him out of the way for 3 months.
That reminds me actually. I was in a bar one night with my friend Brains.
Yeah, were you pumped? Were you psyched? Were you ready to rock and roll?
I was somewhat pumped. I was ready to kind of soft rock.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to rock and or roll at that point. But let's give it some time. And anyway, so he was talking to a girl. He was picking her up. Let's say that. And I was walking past their conversation, and he's a very handsome man, and he goes out with interesting ladies. And when I walked past, I heard her say, yeah, all my friends tell me I should go on Big Brother.
She's perfect for you, bro. She's perfect. Snap her up.
I think when your friends are saying that to you, they just want you out of the way for a quarter of a year.
But anyway, once all the intellectuals were gathered, we were able to go inside.
What's happening to Mensa? Where's Mensa? For these 3 months.
They just signed hands up in the air and go, well, just board the sign up.
That's it.
We're on hold. Vacancy. Oh, we got some vacancy.
Yeah.
The first conversation, they had everyone together.
Oh, gosh.
What was the topic of the first conversation?
Let's see if anyone's making waves in Vegas.
I don't want my dad seeing me make it. You're going to have your boobs there. Oh, the bathroom's open. Let's run into the bathroom.
I know, they ran in there and they're like, what are we going
to
do?
Oh, this is where people will see our boobs. Guys, I'm going to the toilet. Everyone waits.
Awesome.
What a situation room in the West Wing.
I'm so glad. That's what they need, a situation room. Instead of the punishment room,
a situation room. That's good, Richard. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Some kind of crisis that they have to solve.
Suss out the world problems.
That's
climate change, Middle East, let's get it
Black
happening.
Black headbands. There was one.
Bill Buchanan from 24 in there. A missile's been launched. What are we going to do? Oh, bloody missile, oh. Oh, what are we... Gee, I can put some more fake tan on and talk about a nightclub I went to in Noosa. Take a vaso action.
There's a new room. There's a white room. And they're like, oh, it's a white room. And the crowd went, woo! I think. One of them walks over. And it was on a screen. There was another television screen. Oh, yeah, have a look. There's another room on the screen. Someone walks over and goes, that's a painting.
a room that kind of looks like the end of 2001.
Yes.
But over which hovers a sense that that's going to be a room people are sent to where it's going to be kind of like Saw 2 somehow.
Oh, please.
They're going to be locked in their tiny rooms.
I hope they've got Lee Winnell on board as one of the writers of this series. Come on.
But, we go that long.
We've got more to get to. We're not finished with this time.
No, no.
We'll do more in a moment. I'll get there.
Hey, these are fancy, these new mics.
Get this. Someone's called in. Someone who I can't
name.
Decipher their name.
Yeah. It's age.
Hmm. It's either the Melbourne age or...
I don't think it's the Melbourne age.
Maybe his name is age.
All right, age. Let's go with age.
Yeah.
Age called in and said that he got 43 seconds through a certain film that we sometimes plug, of a fruit nature.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a sick, sick man.
I get a lot of mail like that.
Well, I need to give it time, brother.
We do warn people before they reach short.
Give it time.
We weren't going to mention again.
Meanwhile, back at Big Brother.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Yeah, come on, what are you doing?
Back in the world of art.
It was just torture to sit through. That is the longest 2 hours of television. I've never sat through a whole episode before.
Mm.
Really? You never watched Up Late?
No, I just...
Uncut?
I'll just, like, flip around, but I go, that's a clip for the show. Yeah. That's enough for me. But it was just a parade of, as we would say in New Zealand, a parade of munters. Dead set munters for 2 hours. And, oh, look, they actually... have a listen to this. I can't remember who this was. This was somebody, possibly Haley, in the house being interrogated by Gretel.
So what do you say to people who think only Bodie is going to the Big Brother now? You tell them to get alive and watch it. Good on you.
Well done, Halo. Halo.
Was she given to that to say on a card, do you reckon?
Yeah, Halo. That's what...
how are we meant to get alive and watch it?
I know, that's... Three contradictory things.
These things are in direct competition, Haley.
I would have thought. And then, so there's no money. Mm. Well, but how is that bit, though, where Gretel goes, oh, they're going to find out that there's no money. How are they going to react? Now, let's meet another one. He just comes out from behind the screens. You go, surely he heard that.
And nothing happened.
Mm. Wouldn't he have heard that behind those flimsy screens, which aren't soundproof? Because at one point, another guy just wandered out before the screens even opened. So how the security can't be that good back there.
That was Bodie. Now, Bodie, you know what I'm saying?
I
think there's something going on upstairs with Bodie.
Yeah. No,
I need some help here, Rich.
Yeah, no, I'm not, I know what you're saying. I reckon the right situation... the right time, that boy could be a powder keg.
There we go.
That's what they're after. They're after someone to spice up the house, provide a bit of fun.
He had the best AFL haircut. Now, it was a victory for AFL haircuts last night. Have a look at the boys. Not one person without even, like, not everyone had frosted tips.
Yeah.
Everyone either had some sort of mohawk happening in the middle or just a sort of general spiky hedgehog arrangement.
Giant tanks of recycled water, bigger tanks of product.
Yeah.
So much product needed to keep that show afloat.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
that was an exhaustive. The white room. So what do we think is going to be in the white room?
Probably just a couple of Lilos, those.
What is that about?
It'll just be people standing there like, you get to go to the white room with, like, Bowie. And then they'll go in there and they're going to touch each other up a bit and Zoo will print the photos.
Why not a red room, like from Twin Peaks, with just some curtains, a backwards talking midget, and a giant, and an old lady holding a log? Just send them into a room for some... Like, that was my single favourite moment in the whole 2 hours, the only moment where I slightly woke up.
Yeah.
Was this fantastic cutaway to just the chair.
Yeah.
Did you see that? The chair in the diary room. They're in the middle of having a conversation, and I don't know if it was an accident or by design, and they just cut to the chair in the diary room for about 10 seconds.
Did it say something interesting?
It was cinematic. It was this beautiful foreshadowing. It was ambiguous. It was an image you could interpret for yourself. You could intuit your own meaning into it. You could read something into it. It was like a moment from a David Lynch film. And I went, that's beautiful. A moment of beauty and poetry and poignancy in the middle of 2 hours of nonsense. Tedious nonsense.
You know, Big Brother has like an eyeball, like it's how. Yeah. You know, they cut back and forth to Big Brother when he's talking or even when he's just sitting there silently. Mm-hmm. When people are talking to Big Brother, they'll just cut to the eyeball.
That's good stuff.
And it's a lot better because Big Brother, at least, you know, it's got this weird howl sort of quality from 2001.
Yeah, it does. Mm.
Big Brother's got a bit of personality.
Mm. Can we lock someone? Can Big Brother sabotage the pod bay doors and send a couple of them floating out to a vacuum?
When is that happening?
Not.
It's hard to tell who you're going to vote for until the sun comes out and everyone gets in the pool. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
The pool, eh?
Oh, the pool, eh? Have a swim, eh?
Hey, but what good is this to our listeners, ranting on about Big Brother?
Is it time to go to a song, or can we finally crack the lucrative Chinese market?
We are going to crack the Chinese market, but I'm saying that maybe there is a way that we can turn tedium into fun.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I'm getting this.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do that next.
I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I think that I think they're quite good looking.
This around the nation on Triple M, the home of Caperl, the final week of Caperl, your last chance to photograph yourself in the workplace or just going about your everyday business wearing a cape.
We are getting some amazing entries that are going to get up on the old website.
Yes.
Peter.
Hmm.
Peter. Look at him. Works in a lab.
Oh, wow.
Lab coat, testing stuff. We're using an old Apple IIe by the looks of things.
That is very dangerous in a cave because there's Bunsen burners and test tubes. You don't want to be dragging behind you.
You don't want to snag a tube full of the bang-bang stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Take your feet off. But well done, Peter. Well done. Well done, everyone. There's plenty of others, but we'll get to that next hour.
First 247 people that send in entries.
Get a cape t-shirt.
Get a Caporal t-shirt and then be
one lucky viewer.
The I-Man. Listener. Victim.
Let's send out one box of sand. Just for fun.
All right. So yeah. Someone gets an iMac,
yeah.
Someone gets a box of sand, completely random.
Just for fun.
Okay. Let's have some music for fun, and let's have something new. I want to hear something I haven't heard on the show before.
Yeah, Rich.
Right. Rich, can you bust out some, I don't know, some Neil Young style guitar, and then maybe take us somewhere else completely?
Sure. 2, 3, 4.
Very nice. That's new from Powderfinger. Here at Get This on Triple M. We've had a fair bit of talk about Big Brother.
Local stuff, Tone. We're looking too inward. We need to look outwards, you know what I mean? There's a lot of big radio markets out there that we're not capturing.
What are we doing wrong, do you think?
Well, we're too local. We need to get out into the Chinese market. You know, right, that's not fair. Let's not be like that. This is a serious segment.
I've been bringing that gong in for 3 weeks waiting for us to discuss this.
And
it's heavy lifting.
It does make the news slightly out of date. Here we go. Some local news. Those in Harbin.
Oh, yeah.
Today, there's been some koalas born. See what I'm doing, Tone? Linking it back.
Beautiful.
Keeping it local. Also, the surname wall has been completed. 3,000 surnames on the wall somewhere.
On the Jake wall.
Oh,
you want the gong?
Okay. The courtroom with the donkey the other
ready?
Day.
Now we're going to have the weather. If you're in Beijing today, 12 degrees Celsius and cloudy. Southwest wind 11 kilometres an hour, 40% humidity. There's a shower in Hong Kong, 64 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. They didn't have the Celsius. In Shanghai, expect a shower, 48 degrees Celsius. Now let's go with Fahrenheit. And in Harbin, it's going to be sunny, 37 to 61 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Keep in mind, this was written last Monday, so weather is subject to change.
That's not right, Rich. How is this making us more popular in China?
Bringing out weather from 3 weeks ago.
At the moment, I'm just doing the rank arena, man.
You wait, Tone. You wait. When we've cracked the market, man, when we're huge in Harbin, you'll have me to thank. All right?
Okay.
There we go.
In the meantime, what is going on?
We don't get much publicity. I'm helping out. What about if I can?
We get more publicity if we talk about things like Princess Mary's baby.
Yeah. What happened?
Had a baby.
So?
Second baby.
Yeah.
Failed to make her more interesting. Not even remotely more interesting. There's never been a single interesting thing said about her. She's never done a single interesting thing.
Has anyone gone the gold digger angle on Mary at all?
Even that's putting me to sleep.
Didn't she? I mean, she showed up at a bar because she knew the prince was going to be there and tried to land him.
Oh, hang on.
Come on. If I was to do that,
the needle of interestingness almost moved there.
Oh, really?
That was almost interesting. So she's targeted
the focus group with a worm?
She's like targeted the prince.
Yeah. That's what happened. She knew he was going to be at the bar. She showed up. She hooked up with him and bang, she got a castle. Now, if I was to do that, if I was to roll over to your England and try and hang out with Fergie's daughters at a nightclub, I'd be throwing the tag gold digger at me left, right, and the centre. But it's all right for her, is it?
We wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah.
All right, let's climb the mountain.
Here this high, it's earlier in the week, but hey, you know, just speaking of princesses, a concert to mark the 10th anniversary of Princess Diana's death is shaping up as a flop. The only people they've signed up so far are Jason Donovan and Donny Osmond. No one else is interested. Could it be because it's celebrating someone's death?
Maybe.
Could be.
Is that maybe what's pushing people away?
Donovan.
10 years since she died. Celebrate, good dog. She's dead.
I don't know. What's Donovan going to do?
numbers that he reads some bits out of his book about sleeping with Kylie, presumably. The music. It has been, I make it 7 minutes since we talked about Big Brother. I'm getting nervous today. Back on safe ground.
Right.
Today's Talkback Mountain topic. Finish that thought.
Oh, so it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
It's a finish that thought challenge.
Right.
There are no prizes.
Except satisfaction of knowing that you got it right.
Okay.
So this is the way it works, Rich.
Yep.
I've got a clip, and then you have to finish the thought of that Big Brother housemate or Gretel.
Okay. Hang on, I watched for 2 hours. I didn't detect many thoughts. Where did you get these clips from?
Last year.
When the intellectuals were in.
So let's hear if Caleb's sitting at home this year going, oh, it's not as good this year.
I tell you what. You call that Bergenism? I don't even think you haven't scratched the surface, my friend.
All right. So, Rich, you're first.
Just finish the thought.
So this is Rebecca. Let's hear what she's got to say.
Oh, my God, there is like, Maha. I would like to say something interesting.
Okay, I have no idea what she said.
She said, Maha.
Yeah.
When I got out there, I was going to say something interesting, but
I thought I'd just show you a photo of me wearing the Australian flag instead.
Is that correct? See how you went.
Okay.
But my brain just stopped.
Oh. It was kind of close.
So close. Martin, you ready?
Okay.
Yours is from our friend Jamie.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's got to say, Rich.
I haven't picked up with you.
Okay, let's finish that thought. This is the nerd, Jamie, which means that we can no longer be nerds anymore.
Yeah.
We've got to get into football. Finish that thought. I haven't picked up a girl,
but once I've been in this house for 3 months, they'll be throwing themselves at me in some nightclub.
How do you go?
Outside of an internet chat room since the late 90s.
So close! That's the nerd!
So close.
How is he giving us a bad name?
Worst name ever. Worst name ever.
We're going to have to de-nerd now.
We're footy now.
We're all what? Turn it up. What a bang-up weekend. More shoulders pop than...
I don't know.
Push box. Well, listeners, if you want to play Finish That Thought with the cast of Big Brother 07,
jeez.
Course, and everyone who calls gets a Cabral T-shirt.
Oh, there is a prize.
Yeah, because they arrived on the weekend with only 4 days of Cabral still to go. Because we're off on Anzac Day, so technically there's only 4 more shows that we've got, like, a room full of T-shirts.
Gotta move these T-shirts.
Dawn service is coming up. You need the perfect outfit. Whack on a Cabral T-shirt.
Call us up and play this thing that Ed's cooked up.
Oh, right.
1-3-3-5-3. Hello, that's Gwen Stefani. No doubt.
That girlish string go to air,
Rich?
It's slightly. It's girlish.
It's girlish Scream Monday here at Get This on Triple M.
Let me edit that out. I dropped my headphones.
Here's what we're doing. We're saying, finish that Big Brother thought.
Yes.
Who wants to play it, Kevlin?
First up is somebody. Hello.
Ange.
Hey, Ange, how are you?
Hello, baby.
Oh, well, like that,
what are you up to, Ange? Shay, were you watching last night?
A bit of it, not much.
You ready to play?
Yeah, give it to me, please.
Okay, well, let's
are you calling us from a 00055?
You're costing us a lot of money. So, okay, ready? And here we go. Now, yours is from Bodie. This is what he had to say.
I heard a rumor that you once broke up with a girl by giving her a toy duck that said you're dumped.
Okay, hang on a second. And so there we go. Gretel said that to Bodie. How did Bodie respond?
Can I have it again?
All right,
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go again. It's a line from Gretel.
Very unorthodox. It's not temptation. Like, the questions are, you don't have to get them right. But let's have a go. Okay. Here we go.
Take it away, Gretel.
I heard a rumor that you once broke up with a girl by giving her a toy duck that said you're dumped.
What did Bodie say?
Gretel, that's because the duck was going to places where you wouldn't believe.
There you go. Well, let's see how you went.
Oh, quacker, yeah, that was good. No.
See, Ange, you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, exactly.
You're kind of too smart.
Quacker, that was sick. All right, well done, Ange. T-shirt for you. Hello, Glenn. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, good. How are you? Well, I'm freaked out by hearing my own voice. Could you turn your radio down?
It is down now, yeah.
Okay, great. Yours is from the girl. Now, have a listen to this. This is all the girls. So have a listen to this. Okay, now somebody's just walked in. Now they've got dark hair and dark eyebrows, and they're commenting on his appearance. He's Italian, isn't he? What do you think they said next?
Oh my God, is there a mirror anywhere here?
That could be the answer to almost all of these.
Let's see how you win.
I think he's got some Sri Lankan ears.
Close, Glenn. Okay.
you love how she agrees? I think he's got some Sri Lankan in him.
Yeah,
Darcy's got it.
Just racially profiling every single person.
I've seen him for 1 second.
Dark eyebrows.
Did you watch it last night, Glenn?
I forced myself through it while being on the computer.
Yeah. What was your favourite moment, do you think?
The ending.
The ending. Of course it was.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. T-shirt for you. Hi, Robert, how are you?
G'day, kids. How you going?
Oh, we're excellent. So have a listen to this.
It's time now for housemate number four.
Okay, it's time now for housemate number four.
Right.
But yeah. Let's go to commercial break first.
Let's see how you win, Robert.
He's an award-winning property broker.
Robert, is there a worse description of a human being in the world than an award-winning property broker?
Oh, well, they've already got two lawyers in there, so couldn't they have a third one?
Yeah, you're right.
And did you? I love that. Let's go to commercial break. And we've got a whole lot of stuff coming up after this break. And what it is a list of things on tomorrow's show.
Wow!
Are you sick of that on the telly?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
But you're well catered for this, sir.
Thank you for calling us from programming.
Who else wants to play?
Nick, how are you?
Can I get to Nick?
Oh, Nick. Oh, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. So you ready to play?
Oh, sure.
All right, let's hear your clip.
To a certain degree.
That's true. Who you could vote into the House if you wanted to, Nick. How do you think Gretel responded to that?
Well, it's like, I guess someone has to equal out Rosie O'Donnell.
Let's see how you went.
Oh, yes. He could bring some spice to the House.
There's no reason to vote for him, but please do, because we don't want it to be too boring.
No, sir. So close. We have a T-shirt, Nick.
Thanks.
No worries.
He didn't want to hear that clip again.
No, I don't think he did. Raj, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Mate, I'm good. I ran out of clips.
Fantastic.
We were not meant to have this many callers, so...
Actually, I didn't even want to ring up for the clip. I was just ringing up for last week's, which was, like, the bad guys on TV.
Which one did you like?
I wanted Megatron from Transformers.
Of course you did.
Yes, he was the biggest bad I've ever seen on TV, ever.
Couldn't shoot straight, though. That was always my problem. Couldn't shoot straight. All right, well, bad luck, Raj, because you're getting a clip anyway. Because I thought of... I'm going to make... Here's one I've made up.
Oh, you're good. Okay. Ian is going to play the clip for you, Raj. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. All right, Hayley.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, shut up.
I am...
How does that sentence finish?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, shut up. I am...
Also a U10 dropout.
Close. The correct answer is the 15th best promotional model in Perth. So, either is correct. April T-shirt for you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Raj, can I ask, do you think that nerd in the House is giving us all a bad name?
Yes, I really think you should have, like, an amnesty to get him off the show.
Yeah, and what kind of nerd can spend 3 months away from the internet?
Exactly right. How can you do that?
Not right, guys.
Exactly.
Were you really watching it?
No, that wasn't.
Of course, you're over on Fox 8 watching Stargate, weren't you?
No, no, no.
You had old episodes of Futurama to download.
I was reruns.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone that called in. Thank you, everyone that played.
Wow, that actually went fairly smoothly.
It's good. What a surprise, fellas.
Don't worry, we're going to be joined in the next hour.
Hey, dear.
Who do we like is a comedian who also drives a cab?
El Mooney?
That's who's there.
I find it quite offensive. I think it's insulting. Double or nothing, which I love Vic Rhodes for. You can lose it for 3 months and get all
your points back at the end of 3 months, or you can keep your license, and if you lose another point in the next 12 months, you lose it for 6 months.
Oh.
So I spent again, thanks, Daryl, and using my mobile phone, picked up by the Marvin TMU, and they've taken my license from me. So I'm walking, and I tell you what, it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah. So this is last time we saw you doing a show driving a cab.
Yes, well, I can no longer drive it.
Piggyback people to the airport?
I can only do the stories about it, and the show's going quite well. It seems it's last week, the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Lawrence Mooney and Where To, and it's been great. In fact, the guys that I drove for, Alex and Igor, they're two Russians.
Yes.
They're on some cabs out of the garage in Portland. They come and saw the show on Saturday night.
How did they give you?
They liked it very much. They thought it was funny. I was a little scared at first, but they liked it. And
Is it sitting in a theatre for them? Do they, you know, constantly lean over their shoulder and start talking to the person behind them?
No.
An unrelated subject?
But they were doing some very strong hip-hop work.
They were.
In traditional Russian style.
Well, he's unlicensed, but he's ready to go. We'll be spending an hour with Lawrence Mooney here again then. It's a rush hour here at Get This, Bob Marley. Yeah. Lawrence Mooney's with us. Hit him.
Is there any other Jamaican impersonation you do where you just don't say, oh yeah, man?
It's the way to get into it. It's the end.
I think from there you can do what you want.
Or, right. Or ring the alarm. I quite like ring the alarm.
Dear Dot.
Rode a boat now.
You arrived on a good day because it's Caporal all this month, Lawrence. Right.
What is Caporal?
Here is your complimentary Caporal T-shirt.
Oh, are you capable?
With a cape printed on the back, so as you're having to attach one.
Oh, is this my T-shirt?
Yeah, there's only a few more days where you can wear it. Because
I love free stuff. And you know what? This follows on from the fact that it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, all the way. I'm waiting to write my first letter to the editor of a newspaper about pronunciation.
Surely that can't be far away.
I have dashed off a couple of letters to the council in my slippers and very comfortable with it. I've even shouted at the neighbours to keep the bloody noise down.
Oh, they're trying to sleep in here.
How do you feel about roundabouts?
Oh, I have no idea. I just indicated every exit.
Of course.
What about the person that's going straight ahead in a roundabout but indicates left still?
Because yeah. Kind of turning left, aren't you?
And burn in.
This is Gabriel Lawrence. This is from Luke. This is your typical entry.
Okay.
Man sanding a floor. Bar towel.
Ah, the traditional bar towel, which can also be rolled down the leg to be made into an Arabian headdress.
Oh, no. Cricket.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of SBS, The Troubles in Iraq and Iran, but I've never seen one of those towels.
Yeah.
The actual towel that you used to wear at school.
Do you watch Thalassa, Stories of the Sea?
No, I don't. Is that... What is that, Turkish or Lebanese? The Master Stories of the Sea.
I'll tell you, with Turkish TV, the lock is the Turkish version of the nanny.
Oh,
I've seen the nanny Turkish,
and it's brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else are we missing on SBS these
days? Oh, the Turkish nanny is just brilliant, and the sets are wobbly.
It's all done on the one set.
I think the actors, traditional kind of amateur theatre, they carry the furniture off.
Because the next ones are off.
Go. Take the chair out to the kitchen.
When you get off, if you come off stage, you just hand the boom to somebody else. Away you go. Take over.
I think it's, Turkey's version of Channel 31.
So, you're telling us you weren't watching Big Brother. You'd be the only person.
Have a little bit of trouble becoming engaged with Big Brother. On an artistic level.
Can't relate to any of them?
Yeah, now, tell me about some of the inmates.
Well, you didn't realize.
Are they all good-looking and
cut? Yes.
Is the nerd buff, too?
All of the women except one are blonde.
Oh, really?
The intellectuals, the much-vaunted intellectuals, failed the front. Yeah, we've got a bloke that adds the letter O to the end of every single word in the in the lexicon. It's fantastic.
Was there actually a no-show, Your Honour, last night?
Oh, no. There was a lot of talk about how they're going to be older and smarter, but there was very little evidence. Once they got in there, it was pretty much, am I going to be nude? Where's my boobs? lying back in a banana.
Yeah, nice.
Great. What a great step forward for humanity. I like the last series, or maybe the series before, when they introduced the old person. That's right.
She's 29.
Whoa! Really? Oh,
yeah. What was it like when you... with the clothes off?
What was it like when you were growing up?
Yeah.
No aeroplane?
Yeah. And then she just became so incensed by the mundane nature of it, they just alienated her, picked out all the bad bits, and she was out. Old person gone, voted out first week.
But Gretel's still there.
And old Top Deck Colleen.
Why do you call it Top Deck Colleen?
Because the face, the colour is nothing like the bottom half. They've gone the industrial strength fake tan on the arms and the chest and the neck. And then just forgotten about the face.
So what about, is Top Deck coming out in Jaffa now? Because it's an orange face. It's so orange.
I think you're right, actually. Yeah. No, the most orange, though, the kind of, I call him the tandoori chicken on rice of television, is the guy on the Today Show, the rat-faced fellow that helps out with the, Carrie Ann, with the vacuum cleaners.
Right, yeah.
Because the top half...
That used to be my job on the Denise Show.
Really?
And it's significantly, at the time, I had a rat face as well. So, as part of the deal.
Rodenty?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit rodenty. Scratching on your own armpit.
But did you have what he has, which is every... Because what's happened is he keeps catching them off guard. They've got the shotgun full of spray tan for the face.
Right.
That's fine. But then he keeps unbuttoning more and more buttons each day. Mm. And they're not doing that, so it's really white underneath. Did you pull some of that out? You got any bare chest?
No, I remember being made up very heavily once for a TV week shoot. And I looked like a clown.
Really?
There was a big red lips and, like, you know, my eyelashes were caked with pancake. I looked awful. Later day kind of birth.
Unlike your present role, which is driving a cab for work-related reasons, not because of the state of the industry, I'd like to point that out.
I had a great time driving cabs, I've got to say. Have you guys been into a cab recently and having learned from me, you know, had a different experience?
Yeah, well, I've spoken to cab drivers. Last time you came in, you said that thing about get drunks to help you. If you're confronted with a drunk, get them to help you.
Yeah, good bit of sage advice. Rather, Punjab Bob told me at Silvertop Taxi Training School, if you have a drunk, they're like children. Tell them off, they'll throw a tantrum, ask them for help, and they're yours.
I had Glenn Milne come around to my house and do the laws.
I followed your advice to the letter.
Is he still around there?
Probably.
They can be trained like monkeys.
Just swinging at the air.
If you keep them, if you keep the alcohol coming, you can just ask them to do anything. I've got a whole school of drunks.
Get drunks to help you. That is the best advice we've had all year from Lawrence Mooney. He's going to be staying around for the whole hour, and we're going to play Taxi Cab Confessions here at Get This. That's Fall Out Boy here at Get This on Triple M. It's the final week of April, and Lawrence Mooney is really impressed by what he's seeing, the photographs people are sending in.
Mm. I love the idea of wearing tape. Is it an occupational health and safety hazard, though, for a man operating a sander?
There's so much fine print on our website.
All riding an exercise bike.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster.
Only wearing a cape, riding your exercise bike.
It's
scary.
People send in photos of themselves wearing a cape, or because they know I'm a Labrador owner, they send in, well, what can only be described as puppy porn. People just send in shots of their Labrador. Look at that.
That dog's got its legs spread, and he's looking really content.
And lying on a couch, and, just waiting to have salt vinegar chips just dropped into the mouth, which apparently it does. Who's written into us?
Dogs are quite salacious, aren't they, when they're rolling their backs? They don't want a tummy rub.
Rub a tummy. He wants a tummy rub. And the dog got you by the hand going, come on. Move it down.
No. Sure. Do you have a dog, Lawrence?
Not a dog. I did have a dog once, Tony, when I was the drug detector dog handler for the Australian Customs Service.
Is this something you did for real? Or was it a show for the comedy festival?
No, it wasn't a show for the comedy festival. It wasn't some loose premise for the comedy festival, no.
But that's
for real.
They're the Labradors, aren't they? Or the Beagles, something.
I had a German Shepherd. Yeah. We used any kind of dogs, actually.
Any Victor Rex style.
Yeah, and my dog was such a good dog, it really could have driven itself to the jobs and done it. I was just there to do the paperwork.
Really?
It was truly Inspector X.
And, what sort of lengths do people go to thwart the dog?
Well, the dog's olfactory system being quite complex, they say, you know, they can, people used to put masking odours like coffee.
Yeah, right.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Or Schmeckos, maybe.
But that doesn't work because apparently, this is the way they explain it, if you had a stew on the stove, a human would come in and smell stew.
Yes.
A dog would come in and smell potatoes, carrots, gravy,
stock cubes.
They can discern all this different stuff. Oh. So if there was Schmeckos there, they'd go excited. But if they smelt narcotics, they'd go ape. They were aggressive response dogs, so rip and tear if they smelt narcotics.
Wow. And how, isn't that fascinating?
It is. Do they ever mistake narcotics for something else? Let's say Pantene brought out an extra shimmer, and it just happened to smell like smack. Would they go for it?
Well, interesting that Tony mentioned salt and vinegar chips because... Pantene, I'll get back to that. Because heroin has a slightly acetic, vinegary smell en masse. And so sometimes, you know, you would get, if you were a junkie and you had salt and vinegar chips on you, unlucky. But they would go for salt and vinegar chips occasionally.
And what was the best hiding place that you came across there?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, I would say if you're wearing your narcotics internally, very hard for the dog.
Bang.
Yeah. But no, I don't want to encourage people to go out there. And look, it didn't work for the Bali 9. It's not going to work for you.
No.
There's all sorts of horrible things going on out there.
Because I thought the boogie board bag was a super sure bet. You know what I mean?
It's got to open that enormous zipped up bag.
Yeah.
It's been disproved.
That boogie board that you're lugging through the airport with two hands. Going, wow, this boogie board. I've got to remember to take the leg rope off it next time.
But Pantene, what were you saying? You've got that never happened?
No, I can't remember any case involved with Pantene.
No one's ever gone some shampoo. Fair enough.
Dave, the bus driver, is the man who sent in the photographs of his wanton Labrador, and he's making a request. He wants to hear John Howard say, or
George,
or preferably,
no.
Mariana, he gets it right the first time.
Marinara, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then he corrects himself.
Maybe Mariana. He means Mariana. Maybe there's another flavour we don't know about.
What do you reckon his favourite meal is? Because my actual favourite meal in an Italian restaurant or anywhere is spaghetti marinara.
Is it really?
I love it, yeah.
Is it really?
I go to Pellegrini's, have a spaghetti marinara. I love it.
What about
Johnny? Oh, bolognese. Can't go past it, but I'll have it at home. I don't trust anyone else.
Go out for it.
I do my own bolognese.
Do you put carrot in it?
I don't grate a carrot into it, but I do put a tablespoon of sugar in.
This photograph of a Labrador is drooling somehow. Since he began talking about bolognese, the glass bangs have appeared.
Yeah.
We could talk about foodstuffs all day.
Yes, we could.
Because Ed Campbell is part of the show. Mm. We haven't discussed taxicab confessions. We promised to do that. We're full of it.
Mm.
We are full of it at this show. Let's empty some out next. Well, there it is, the summer of 69. Courtesy Brian Adams here to get this.
I didn't notice because Lawrence and I were talking Beagles. They weren't in the drug crew, were they?
We didn't use Beagles back then. I'm not too sure if they do now, but the quarantine people used Beagles to detect food. Salamis and cheeses that hadn't been declared, and vine leaves and the like, roll ups from Denmark.
Well, because I saw a guy at the airport last time I came, you know, through an airport, and he had this cardboard box that he had with him, and they said, "What's in the box?" And he's like, "Oh, it's stuff, clothes." And he opened it up, and it was just all 2 minute noodles that he brought in. It was a box of 2 minute noodles.
You can't get good 2 minute noodles.
Well, that's what they said. The guy goes, "What are you bringing in these for?" He's like, "I'll flavor."
There's 2 minute noodles were very popular. We couldn't figure it out. I don't know, they must have a particular kind of 2 minute noodle in parts of Asia, and also salted fish. A lot of Asian flies.
Salted
fish would come in, and it was okay, but it was rarely declared, and it was very strong smelling. Like an anchovy, but on mats. A big anchovy, like a 3 foot long anchovy.
And the
anchovy.
Beagle, we go for it?
Little
beagle?
The beagle, they have a passive response. I'm speaking on behalf of the government here.
Yeah.
And they stop and stare.
Yeah.
They don't move.
That would be creepier, wouldn't it? A dog going bananas.
Yeah, it's just a dog staring.
You can go banana. You can go on banana, mate.
Go on banana.
So what, the beagle stops and just stares, and that's his or her response. And then the quarantine person will ask for the bag to be searched.
Former drug detection officer.
Give him a treat, Take an apple or an orange to Perth or Hobart and leave it in your bag and you'll find out. Because they also do it interstate as well.
But then I could just go, oh, we'll just forgot, and I could get to see the beagle do it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you'd go, oh, my mum packed my bag, which is, you know, the excuse of all great importers everywhere. Oh, my mum packed that.
Lawrence Mooney is with us. He is a former drug detection officer. That's not made up. We were talking just about Big Brother. We claimed that Warnie is in the house. I know you think that's a joke. Do you think Shane Warne's worried about a lookalike for him being in Big Brother house?
Only one thing that really worries me, that's their loss.
There he is, Travis.
Travis, 32.
And
what does he do? He's a truck driver.
He's our favourite talker in the house.
I'm all right. Just get a fair old Chris. Hey, it's a big interstate, right? Thanks for coming along. It's a great day. You're right, mate. Been married 12 months, so got the old ball and chains. That should be right. Yeah, that'll be a big test for me. We'll see how we go. We hope I'm good to watch, mate. Give it a go.
So what's going to happen when he runs out of, like, Aussie catchphrases?
Well, he keeps adding the letter O to the end of other words.
Who's this little fella? That's a little bloke, Jess. Yeah, so are you single or you're married?
Yeah, single. It's been a bloody big day. I'm just happy to lay back in the old banana here and just chill.
He sounds like a bad actor impersonating a truck driver. They've gone to a casting agency, gone, no self-respecting truck driver will come on this show. We need an actor that no one's ever seen before to play a truck driver. And they've put him through Truck Driver 101. Banano, Singo, is he a Queenslander potentially?
I don't know. I don't want to be racist. Queensland listeners.
No, I'm just saying as a Melburnian, I'm not familiar with the O.
Singo is one I'd never heard before.
Give me a copo and a bit of toasto.
I've heard it on names before.
What about words that end with O? Because then you're in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, then it becomes ooh. Yeah. So,
no, but I've heard...
out on the patio,
Yeah.
Out on the patio. Yeah. Out on the patio, we sit.
Careful, you'll trigger that song.
Does it just start? If you start singing lines of that.
Yeah, don't you dare say you're rolling down the road trying to loosen your life.
Toto. You say Toto.
Toto-o. Hey, we've still not talked about taxi cab confessions.
Have you got people who have confessed to what they've done in a taxi cab?
That's what we want to do. I think we have to fess up first, or at least something we've seen.
Have any of you chundered in a cab?
No, but see, I've seen... I mean, I know you've had a bit of that. What was the technique for getting rid of the smell?
Technique? Well, actually, I always was able to spot the chundra before they They sucked the juice out of their own mouths. working on the inside of the cheeks, and then they start to chew air like a goldfish. Then I'd reef the cab over, say, lean your body out, hit the seatbelt release. That would release, and the momentum would take them and the sputum out of the cab. And it's a tried and tested technique. I think I'm some kind of physicist because the time and motion, the acceleration, all that sort of stuff was at work there.
Didn't you say that's what you were doing when you saw what Gretel was wearing?
Open the back door, stick my head out.
I think you're going to have to open the door. I just saw Gretel on
the side. Popped off. I can see some midriff.
I actually saw what you're describing. I was behind a cab at about midnight one night. I think this was in Melbourne, Wellington Parade, round into Brunton.
Mm.
So it's a right-hand turn. And I saw during the turn, the cabbie, still steering with one hand, reaches over, pushes the guy sitting behind him's head out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Out the window so that the spew goes down onto the road and you're going around a corner so you get the old, like the machine that the paints the white lines on the road.
Yeah.
Beautiful curve all the way around the corner.
Nice. That is very good.
One-handed turn, one hand pushing the spew out the window.
You want them out of the cab because you do not want to be driving around with the, as Shane Bourne once put it, the Parmesan wop. The Parmesan wop.
There was some people on the tram. I was going home on Friday night, and the drunkest couple in the world got on. And he looked like he was on. Like he had his head stuck out the window for most of the trip. But they'd been to an art exhibition. And what do you reckon of that art we saw?
Oh, I reckon that, like, I only went along to see if I reckon I could paint. And what?
And he goes, what do you reckon? She goes,
well, he was getting like $3,000 for that shit. I reckon I'd get about $5,000.
Right. Yeah. And he goes, you are so artistic. And she goes,
I've always considered myself an artistic person.
Oh, that's great.
More Bacardi Breeze alive.
They confuse copying with inspiration.
Yeah, I think they're on tonight, 7 o'clock on Channel 10. On the Big Brother House.
I love it how you haven't even started making any art yet, but you're working out how much you
have. Oh, yeah, that's a good starting
point. All right, what about taxi cab confessions from our listeners? You want to hear some, Lawrence?
I'm sure you've to hear some.
Probably heard them all yourself.
If they're good, I'll throw them into the show immediately.
And everyone who calls gets a Caporal T-shirt. You know, you've got three more days you can wear it in. Call us now with your taxi cab confession. 133353.
I fucking
this is the program around the nation on Triple M. Lawrence Mooney's with us. Where To is the name of his comedy festival show in Melbourne. But I understand you're doing some good work for charity, Lawrence.
I have been involved with the Mirabelle Foundation, Tony and Ed. And the Mirabelle Foundation, in short, they look after children who have been orphaned or abandoned due to parental drug abuse.
Right.
And they now have about 500 children in their care in Melbourne and Sydney. And every year at the Comedy Festival, they have a fundraiser called Music, Mirth and Mayhem. This year it's number 9. And there are only a few tickets left available. The Hi-Fi Bar, and I mean that literally, it's like few tickets left. The Hi-Fi Bar down on Swanson Street is the venue. And the card tonight is chock-a-block. I'm emceeing Judith Lucy.
Right.
Daniel Kitson, right. Dave Hughes,
wow.
Ethel Chop,
bang.
The boys from Dallas Crane,
hello.
Rebecca Barnard.
Solid.
What a solid lineup.
Line up.
To name just a bit. And a magician.
Oh. Shane St. James?
What's that?
Shane St. James, 40 beards.
No.
Is this your watch, madam?
It's Anthony DeMasi, but I forget his stage name. But I wanted magic and...
Great DeMasi, I'm calling him.
It's magic.
Yeah. Please try and get into that if you're in Melbourne, because it's for a good cause. But what say you couldn't get into it? What say it was booked out? That's when you want to go and see Where To with Lawrence Mooney. True stories from driving a cab around. Let's meet someone who's got a taxi cab confession here.
Bam, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. What happened?
I found $7,500 in the back seat.
What was going on?
No, it was wrapped in plastic.
Oh, yes.
So I kept it for a couple of weeks and then nothing happened.
Yeah.
So I used it to get an operation for my dog.
Oh, what, like some plastic surgery? You know, like jazz him up a bit?
No, he got hit by a car and I had to replace his hip.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah, you're making fun now.
Oh, already a video.
So, boobs on your dog now and your hip.
So, do you think when, you know, Sam, when the mock bells show up at your house, when they see the dog, they'll just go, oh, okay, it's fair enough.
He's going to chip it, so I'll come to attack.
Sam, how long ago was that?
About 2 years.
And you think the statute of limitations on not
him
popping you?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure all the legals have been sorted on this one.
But, yeah, what do you do when you're confronted with $7,500? Was it in, like, all 50s or?
50s and hundreds.
50s and hundreds.
Mm, that's awesome, mate.
Ooh.
Any record vouchers in there?
No.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Right. Thank
no, it wasn't left by anyone from here. I think that's legal, isn't it?
You wait 2 weeks.
That's fine as keepers. That's why the phrase was invented.
I don't know how that's going to work, Sam. I've seen Shallow Grave, and you find a lot of money. Don't tell anyone about it. It's like on a radio station.
No, unless we're the time.
Yeah, there's no way. Nothing could happen.
Hey, we'll be back with more confessions. That'll be next. That's Bizzy Higgins here at Get This on Triple M. Lawrence Mooney is with us. I just heard him say he's got to get down to the gym and do some crunches. Is that because you've spent too much time behind the wheel of a cab, Lawrence?
It is, and the cab, you know, 12-hour shift at the wheel, basically two things happen. Your spine starts to degrade,
yes,
and your bowel becomes compacted. yeah, it's not good for you at all. And the beaded seat cover is little consolation. The seat in a cab has had a bum on it consistently for 6,500 kilometres. You know, not 650,000 kilometres. So it's non-existent.
Yeah.
A lot of cab drivers take their own cushions along, and I didn't tweak for this early enough.
Wow.
And so the metal frame was actually going into my buttocks and kind of like reacting quite badly with my sciatic nerve to the point where my feet are just kind of like flopping around uncontrollably by the end of the shift.
And did you get dog eye?
Whoa.
When your sciatic nerve gets a bit too much action, you get the twitch.
Oh, I get the twitch. I was getting the twitch, but below the knee. It was kind of like doing a rudimentary epidural on me. So that was the only thing stopping the shooting sciatic pain down my legs.
Well, we've heard from the driver. What about the customers? Let's meet some.
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
Great, mate. Thanks for holding on. What happened?
I had to drive myself home.
Whoa!
Yeah, he fell asleep at the wheel on the highway, and after I woke him up really gently with he pulled over, and yeah, it was you won't be able to get another cab. Do you mind driving yourself home?
And so did you put the meter on?
No, he kindly stopped it, and for some reason I didn't have to pay.
Did he stay over at your place? What happened when he got home? Did he have to stay over at your place or?
It didn't matter after. I was like, oh, I'm home. Yeah, I'm not dead.
That is an amazing story. I actually wear my cab uniform around and get into taxis with it. So when people pull up beside you and see the cab driver in the passenger seat, yeah, quite weird.
Well, the worst part was I was only 16 and on my learner, so it was my second lesson.
Fantastic, but you've got a Capril T-shirt to go on with.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, he's pretty good. Yeah. I know people think that sounds this week, but wait till you see the cape at the back. Yeah. Oh, it's so
tactile. Oh, it is great. And it ties up at the front as well. And it's a nice neck, too.
We're not mucking around.
Yes, sir.
Hi, generous neck.
Hey, boys, how are you?
We're excellent, sir. What happened?
I'm coming home from a gig in the city. Talked the cabbie into driving through the Macca's drive through and threw a couple of the promo CDs from the night in his CD player.
Oh. Good ones?
Yeah, pretty good. They're just little promo ones from the concert.
Now, tell me something, Keith. Did you, I know you shouldn't do this, but did you think about doing Fire in the Hole at the drive-in centre? Do you know what that is?
I did consider it, but as a passenger, I wasn't able to get to the window.
Lean over and throw your sundae. Fair enough.
Yeah,
what
was Fire in the Hole? Driver would have worn it.
Exactly. Fire in the Hole, Lawrence. Well, it's something that we do not condone here at Get This.
Is it a waste of food?
No, let's say you went to the drive-thru and you ordered a sundae and a large drink, the largest drink that they have on offer, and then when you go to the next window, they hand you the food, you throw it back into a little booth, and you'll fire in the hole.
Right. Okay.
But the thing is, like, you have to pay first now, so...
Yeah, so who's laughing at it? Look, it's $7 worth of comedy, but I think you'll find it's probably worth it.
It sounds a little bit childish to me, Ed.
See, I would never do it, and I would never suggest anyone does it.
Right.
That's why we're bringing it up.
Now, Keith, with the CDs, I mean, would you condone that in your cab? Someone bringing their own music and overruling the cabbie's choice?
I listen to a lot of BBC World Service. When I was listening to the end.
Did you listen to Deutsche Welle Radio to catch up with their update?
No, I listened to the Spoon Man.
Oh.
Yeah, get with it. I was happy to listen to whatever people wanted to put on. A lot of women get in, and if they don't want to... A lot of women. All of us. If women get in and they don't want to speak to you, I noticed the trend. They would say... They tell you where they wanted to go, then say, put it on gold, please, and turn it up. I shouldn't have said that, right?
No. Clearly, though. Clearly, those women are insane. Lunatics!
I say, no, it's not coming off 105.1.
Yeah. If they're in Melbourne, of course, only if they're in Melbourne. Yeah. Otherwise, they're listening to the Carpenters. Who's going next?
That's a beautiful
It's the right program to do it, though, Lawrence.
Smooth. Hi, Karen, how are you?
Oh, hi, how you going?
Excellent. What's that? What happened?
I just need to set the scene. It's 1987.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's in Sydney, and I'm just about to go on an overseas holiday, so somebody was teaching me how to swear in other languages.
Right.
And I get into a cab, and it's a foreign cab driver.
Oh, yes.
So I practice, and I basically told him in Arabic to go and do it to his grandmother.
Oh!
And it was 2 a.m. in the morning then he kicked my friend and I out in the middle of the Harbour Bridge.
He's gone, well, it's a bit out of my way, but if we've got, you know, flight leaving in a couple of hours, I can see if I can squeeze it in.
Well, there you go, Karen. Lesson learned, hey? And I'm sure you went overseas, used that phrase, and had a lovely time.
We have time for one more confession, Ed.
I don't know about it.
Oh, okay, they've all been rejected on reasons and faith. That last one got through, though.
Well,
I don't know about Jeff.
All right, everybody's been rejected. We'll be back to wind up this program in just a moment. Yes, you too. Here again, this. Where too is on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He's part of a fabulous charity benefit for the Mirabelle Foundation tonight at the Hi-Fi Bar. Now, who else is on the bill there again?
Greg Fleet, a.k.a. Glenn Fleet.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Spelling.
He told me that he was on a running order once. 8:30, Glenn Fleet.
It's good to have Fleet.
Yeah.
Well, Fleet, he's going to be called Glenn Fleet from now on the show. You know, we'll book him with Sando Garo, a.k.a. Sando Chilaro. Are you on their Channel 9 business still?
I'm doing postcards at 5:30 Sunday afternoons, and you can find out all there is to know about Victoria, because you love every place of Victoria.
There you go.
I'm not. Yeah. Still the one.
I'm sure our Brisbane listeners are enjoying that. Hello
to everyone in Brisbane. I love your bridge and your river and your casino.
There we go. Local references. Got them back.
Yeah, I don't like the footy team that much. Because I am an Essendon supporter.
And our key phrase today, well, it had to be something nice.
Yes, rather how it was possibly Singo, or maybe it was Banano, but no, I think it was
Quacko, yeah.